Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Structure of Literature. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into interesting topics, uncovering the details and unraveling the complexities. In today's episode, we're exploring the intricacies of the structure of literature, a concept that serves as the backbone of any literary work, enabling it to resonate, provoke, and entertain. Let's kick things off by understanding what we mean by the structure of literature. Essentially, this refers to the framework or the organizational method that underlays the narrative of a literary piece. This structure can range from the simple, traditional formats to intricate and layered compositions, but no matter the complexity, its ultimate role is to enhance the storytelling, ensuring that each element in a story has its place, time, and purpose. Often, the structure of a piece of literature is planned to ensure that themes, characters, and even the narrative arc are clearly and efficiently delivered to the audience. Think about the last book you read or movie you watched. Can you identify the structure it used, whether it was a linear progression from start to finish, a series of flashbacks, or a complex interweaving of multiple timelines? The structure was there guiding your experience as a reader or viewer. Now, every good story typically follows a structure, often referred to in literary circles as the narrative arc. This arc usually involves an exposition or introduction, a rising action, a climax, which is often the most exciting part of the story, followed by falling action, and finally, the resolution. This framework isn't just a random tradition. Think about it. It inherently facilitates a buildup of tension and its eventual release, which is what keeps readers hooked. Consider, for instance, Shakespeare's plays. Shakespeare was a master of the five-act structure, which tailored the narrative arc into a format that matched the expectancies of the playgoers of his time. This is not merely historical trivia. The very understanding of these structures can alter our appreciation of works, offering us a new lens through which to interpret the intentions and talents of writers. But structures are not just patterns. They're also about timing and pacing. They decide when the audience will know certain pieces of information and thus heavily influence the suspense and mystery within the story. Think about a mystery novel you've enjoyed. The way information is revealed and the timing of its revelation are crucial to the suspense. The structure ensures that you're kept on the edge of your seat, guessing at the truth until the moment the author decides to reveal it. Shifting gears, let's talk about experimental structures. Modern and postmodern literature often play with traditional forms and create new ones. For example, a nonlinear narrative can challenge our understanding of time and sequence within a story. Consider Catch-22 by Joseph Heller or Cloud Atlas by David Mitchell. These books defy simple, straightforward storytelling, asking the reader to become an active participant in piecing the narrative together. But here's a thought to ponder. In our age of digital and information technology, are traditional structures adequate to capture the diversity of human experience? Or is it time for newer, even more flexible structures that can incorporate hyperlinks, nonlinear hypertext, or multimedia elements? The digital age is certainly redefining the way narratives are constructed and consumed. Now let's take this back to a more personal level. Think about the stories you hold dear. How do their structures influence your connection to the narrative? Sometimes, understanding the skeleton of a story can give us an even deeper appreciation of its beauty. Much like an architect can look at a building and appreciate not just its facade, but also the clever engineering behind it. Before we wrap up, let's indulge in one more reflection. If you were to write your own story, what structure would you choose? Would you adhere to traditional narrative arcs, or would you venture into more uncharted, experimental territory? This exploration of the structure of literature can certainly make us more insightful readers and viewers. By understanding the frameworks behind our favorite stories, we can appreciate the craft of storytelling on a whole new level. Thanks for tuning in to Wikipedia. Keep delving into the stories you love, and perhaps keep an eye on how they're structured. Until next time, keep turning the pages and exploring the structures they're built on.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Structure of Literature. Thanks for listening. See you next time.